I love Hini Nimu Chana Mizuman. It's like my favorite thing. What? I know there's some people that aren't so big into the Hini Nimu Chana before Sfiras Omer. I don't know, they hate on it. Something that people don't like the text. You know, they say Kamosh Katuba Torah, but it's only a rabbinical mitzvah according to some posting. But okay, I love Hini Nimu Chana Mizuman. Why do I love Hini Nimu Chana Mizuman? That's question number one. Question number two is, why of all the mitzvos, there's so many mitzvos, has Klal Yisrael accepted upon themselves, dafka, by the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer, to do this Hini Nimu Chana Mizuman prayer? You know, the Kabbalists do it before every prayer. But why is it that for Sfiras HaOmer, everyone does the Hini Nimu Chana Mizuman? At least everyone knows the song. And you guys ever think about that? It's a good question, huh? Think of all that, what do I fill in? Also Hini Nimu Chana Mizuman. So, here's my pshat. You gonna hear my pshat? Pshat is like this. What's the essence of Sfirat Omer? Preparing ourselves. What are we preparing ourselves for? What's Sfirat Omer? Receiving the Torah. Sfirat Omer is all about preparing ourselves to receive the Torah, right? It's transforming ourselves through the yearning, through the preparation we're actually going to get there. So what do we do before we actually go into the mitzvah Sfirat Omer? We prepare. We prepare to prepare. We yearn to yearn. Since Sfirat Omer is all about preparing, doesn't it make sense to yearn to prepare ourselves? Because the truth is, very often in life, the preparation is even more important than the thing itself. Like, I remember growing up, me and my brother would always walk to shul together. And I very often felt like the walk to shul, the 10 minutes walking there and back, was even more powerful than the davening experience itself. You know? So, Hini Nimu Chana Mizuman, I'm a big fan, and I think we could do it not just for Sfirat HaOmer. Any mitzvah that you get a chance to do, Hini Nimu Chana Mizuman, it makes it so much more more powerful. And so, we did Hini Nimu Chana Mizuman before we learned Torah right now. And I think another very powerful meditation that we can do before we do any mitzvah is to say the three words, B'Shem Kol Yisrael, for the sake of the whole Jewish people. And it can totally transform the experience. I'm not just learning now for myself. I'm learning for all of Am Yisrael. I'm learning for the whole world. I'm connecting. And maybe we can even right now close your eyes. Try it for a moment. Close your eyes. Imagine ourselves as souls which are connected. However you imagine that. And imagine in our connectedness, us drawing down Ruchnias, drawing down Yeshua's, Refuah Shalema's, protection, salvation to the whole world through our Torah learning. B'Shem Kol Yisrael. Okay, so B'Zat Hashem, now we're ready. Now we're ready to learn some Torah. We'll see how the Torah we're about to learn is going to connect to this idea. Okay? So, we're learning the Solana Mareba. You should know the Solana Mareba, he mamash spoke with Ruach HaKodesh. It would just flow. The Torahs that are in Kibbutz Shalom, it flowed from the Rebbe, just naturally on Shabbos. And so I think there's something special of reading it inside every once in a while, because there was a little bit of Ruach HaKodesh in the way he said it. So, V'dibar Yishol Moshe, Echarei Moch, Nei Ben Aron, Bekarvetam, Efnei Hashem, Yamutu, Yomer Yishol Moshe, Daber Aron, Achicha, V'ay, Avom, Cholet, El HaKodesh, Meibayit, Parochet, Lo Yamut. So God tells Moshe, after the death of Aron, of Aron's children, don't go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. From the pshat, it seems that the death of Nadav and Avihu is related to what? What's it connected to? The tzivoy of not going into the Kodesh Kodeshim. That just the juxtaposition makes that clear. However, maybe some of you are familiar with midrashim, which seem to say otherwise. That the midrashim would say, one opinion in the midrash is that they taught Torah before Moshe Rabbeinu, and they were chayiv mita. They didn't have wives; they never got married. They didn't have children. That's another opinion in the midrash. You guys familiar with this? You've heard of this? Okay. So the obvious question is: what does that have to do with the Pshat, where they went into the Holy of Holies? That's why they died. Right? So why is the Midrash coming up with all sorts of explanations as to why neither one of you died? It seems pretty obvious why they died. What does not getting married have to do with anything? Okay? So it's not pshat, and it doesn't really seem to have to do with anything. So what are these Midrashim talking about? And of course, Chassidus takes Midrashim very seriously, so we have to figure out these Midrashim. Okay? So let's suggest an answer, but before he gives the answer, you guys have any ideas? What does not getting married or teaching Torah before the Rebbe have to do with this Indian of going to the Kodesh Kodeshim? Any ideas?
Oh. You could teach before your rabbi. So the idea that they went into the Kodesh Kodeshim and thinking that they could do that, they have the ability to do that when it's for their father.
Yeah, awesome. So that's exactly where we're going. Psychologically, these Midrashim are pointing out that there might have been a little bit of ego, a little bit of arrogance, and that might have been the crux of the problem. Yeah, fair.
Can arrogance also be explained with the Kodesh Kodeshim thing?
Exactly. That's why they had this arrogance, and therefore, instead of submitting themselves humbly, they said, you know, we want to reach God. And so, exactly. Very good. The Kli Yoker explains that Kohen Gadol nechnas haKodesh Kodeshim, but rak bechochem shel klal Yisrael. The Kohen Gadol, he can't go into the Kodesh Kodeshim on his own. He can only go as a representative of klal Yisrael. Kasha Yisrael chotim va'avonotem avdilim binam ben elokechem ki ukulam moneh gam biyat haKohen ki hashmatan tluya bo. When the Jewish people have sins disconnecting with Hashem, he can't go in. The only way you can go in is if you're representing Am Yisrael. Through their zchut. You can't go in. Only even the greatest gadol needs to be connected to this inin of Klal Yisrael. Only on Yom Kippur, when God forgives all of their sins, as Yavor and El Kodes, then he can go into the Holy of Holies. It's opposite. We usually say he goes in order to attain atonement. No, because they've achieved atonement, he can go in. Only by connecting to the klal. They, on a certain level, were spiritually higher than Aaron and Moshe. They considered themselves this high, and they really were that high. They were super-duper spiritual giants. But they therefore could not nullify themselves to Moshe Rabbeinu, because they're on such a high level. They couldn't nullify themselves because they consider themselves so high. They wouldn't get married because they felt like they were on too high of a spiritual level to lower themselves. They're going to start doing diapers. They're going to, you know, deal with all the nitty-gritty things and they're on such a high spiritual level. They couldn't nullify themselves to Klal Yisrael, and therefore they couldn't connect. They couldn't really go into the Kodesh Kodeshim. God only wants a type of Avodas Hashem with humility, with submission to the Rav, and submission to Klal Yisrael. And you know the Sfarim say that even if I actually have I know more than my rabbi, I know I'm actually on a higher spiritual level than the rabbi, I'm still supposed to have a rabbi who I connect to, who I ask my shailos, because it's not the inyan of who knows more, it's the inyan of this idea of submitting myself to the ratzon and checking my ego at the door and getting a third party who and submitting myself to it. That itself is the avodat Hashem. Yeah. Oh yeah, I don't know. That sounds good. It works. It works well. It works well. Okay. Only because our time here is short, so I'm not going to read everything inside. But Bekitzer, this explains the Chet of Nadav and Avihu. They weren't willing to submit themselves to this Indian of Klal Yisrael. They had a little bit of ego, and for that reason, they. I'm not here to Chas V'Shalom. We're not here to judge. They were tzaddikim on the highest level, but because they had a little bit of this arrogance, they weren't able to really go into the Kodesh Kadashim. And therefore, this is pretty crazy. So I actually was reading this Sunday. I learned a little bit of Chassidus before davening with two of my students. You guys know them, Daniel Osen and Ezra Herman. They can attest that right before davening, I said, oh, well, we're in Svat. We should take upon ourselves to love our fellow Jew and to do this mitzvah b'shem kol Yisrael, like we just did. And Gevalt, we did that, and then, because that's the Rizal said, whenever you start off your day before you daven, doing v'haftarecha kamocha, taking that mitzvah upon yourself. And, you know, Tzfat's the city of the Arizal. So we said that, and then we read this piece, and the Eitzah that the Slonimer gives is exactly that. That before you daven every day, you should do v'haftarecha kamocha, harina mekabel lets me this mitzvah, and b'shem kol Yisrael. So that, I thought that was pretty cool that we happened to like kind of be mitkaven in Svat to that inyan, and I thought it's maybe Hashem was trying to guide me that's what I should try to tell the world and teach myself this the important inyan of doing mitzvahs b'shem kol Yisrael and truly loving v'haftarecha kamocha. Now, usually what happens with these moments of inspiration is it dies at that. I had a cool moment, I read a sefer, I forget the next sefer I read. Life goes on. But what did I do instead? I made a chavrusa with one of my friends and students. Actually, you guys know Zach Schutzer by any chance? He's an Oraita guy from 3-4 years ago. He's awesome. And we made a chavrusa where I hold him responsible and he holds me responsible to do v'haftarecha kamocha every day. It's a very simple thing. It takes 12 seconds as I'm walking to shul every morning. But I know that he's going to text me. So he keeps me responsible and I keep him responsible to actually do it. And we've been doing it. And it's momish. I've seen like crazy, like really, it's, you know, he does it having in mind to forgive people. And I have it having in mind to smile at people, even if I'm not in such good mood or with them, to still greet everyone with a smile. And it really works. And we're going to do it at least until the Omer, and then until Shavuos, and we'll see. Bezrat Hashem. Hopefully by then, I've already developed the habit 30 days in a row, and it'll become natural for me, and I won't even need. So what this inspired is actually a domino effect. And now what I started to do is I wrote down like 20 different good habits that I want to get better about. Like saying Aleinu with Kavana or reading Asher Yatzar from the thing, or little things like that. And what I'm doing is I'm having people hold me accountable for them, and I'm holding my students and friends accountable for them to choose some, just one thing. So that by the end of the Omer, it's not just in theory we're supposed to, you know, spiritually transform ourselves, but like what actually changes. Like, you know? But we actually know one, at least one practical thing where I've actually gotten better at something. So I'm offering that to you guys. If any of you guys want me to hold you responsible, I will be your accountability coach for the next 30 days at least. But I suggest something small and practical, something easy. Bezrat Hashem, by the time we get to Shavuos, you'll feel like you really changed and you really have become better, at least in one practical. So Bezrat Hashem, Hashem should help us. And if I were to say, where do we start? I would suggest maybe this idea of B'Shem Kol Yisrael, of at least once a day doing before a mitzvah, B'Shem Kol Yisrael, or taking upon yourself to love every Jew with love and humility. And Bezrat Hashem, it should be good. Shabbat. Thank you. One of my commitments is to not break my phone, not lose my wallet, be more grounded. I'm working on it. Shkayach. If any guys want to do it, let me know. Either let me know personally or WhatsApp me. Text me. Text me WhatsApp, and I'll be happy to.